Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 269. Our God is love, unchanging love, and can we ask for more? Our prayer for love's increase is vain, 'twas infinite before. Ask not the Lord with breath of praise for more than we accept. The open fount is free to all. God's promises are kept. Hymn number 269. The scriptural selection this morning will be given by Wendy from Georgia.
Isaiah, I am the Lord, and there is none else. Job, he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Canst thou bring forth Nazareth in his season? Or canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons? Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover thee? Who hath put wisdom in the inward part? Or who hath given understanding to the heart? Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 79. His mercy brightens all the path in which we rove. Bliss he wakes and woe he lightens. God is wisdom, God is love. Hymn number 79.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. This is our Sunday morning service for August 22nd, 2020. We begin each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with our roundtable discussion, which is a valuable and practical training session in Christian Science. If you missed this morning's discussion, was a really good one. You can find a link to the recording of it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. We have a Sunday school for children that meets every Sunday at 11 a.m. That class has its own teleconference number, so any child anywhere in the world can participate. If you have a child of Sunday school age and don't live in the area, call the church and we will give you the number. We will be more than happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We also have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healing and lives literally saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we have a nursery available at every one of our services for infants and toddlers, so be sure to bring the whole family. We've been busy printing and mailing again this week. We've published two things this week, the latest forum highlights and the August newsletter. They have both been mailed to subscribers, and you should be receiving them shortly. The Bible studies will be resuming here in about 3 weeks on Saturday, September 11th. The questions are already on the church website, so check them out and plan on joining us on Saturday morning, September 11th at 10 a.m. for a lively discussion. Everyone is welcome here, including all of you who are listening and participating from all over the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained from reading the Christian Science textbook, That reading will be given this morning by Karen from California.
Page 425. It is impossible for me to keep still any longer. In 1885, when I had not known a well day in 5 years, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures was placed in my hands by a dear lady who insisted upon my reading it, saying she believed it would heal me. Like many, I was afraid of it, until I learned what it really was. The friend's words were verified. I was healed by the reading of the book, and for 1 year continued to read nothing whatever but the Bible and Science and Health. They were my constant study. Through the understanding gained that God is all, I came to demonstrate with great success and with but one thought, for I knew nothing about giving a treatment. I wish I knew as little now, for I believe that healing in Christian Science is to be done in a moment. I became anxious to learn more, to study with the teacher, but funds would not allow. And I thought to substitute a course in Chicago, perhaps. Every time I would speak of it, however, my dear mother would say, "You have Science and Health in the Bible and God for your teacher. What more do you need?" If I could not go to the teacher, I would not go to anyone. If I had only heeded the Blessed Counsel of Truth. I went to Chicago, however, so full of confidence in Christian Science that I supposed everyone who had studied with Mrs. Eddy must be right. Unfortunately, I took my course with a spiritualist who had been through two of her classes, discovered my mistake, and went to a mind cure only to find the mistake repeated. Being an earnest seeker for truth, I tried again to go to the Massachusetts Metaphysical College, but it was uncertain when there would be a class. So I took a course with one of Mrs. Eddy's students in Boston. The darkness now rolled away. Science and health once more revealed the light to me as of old. All this time, the mind curers had me in view and were sending me reading matter. But praise the Lord, truth is victorious. My dear brothers and sisters, let us be safely guided by the counsels of our mother in science and health. For I for one am astounded that I was so led astray. But I did it all through ignorance and the sincere desire to know the truth and to do it saved me. Your sister in truth, R.D.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 16 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, mind. Golden text is from Daniel. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. The responsive reading is from Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me.
There was a little city, and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it.
Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city.
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding.
Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Amanda from Missouri will now read.
The Bible. Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Job. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. He knoweth the way that I take. when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Daniel. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, and the astrologers, and the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, The thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream, with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces. But if ye show the dream, and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards, and great honor. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, There is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. For this cause the king was angry and very furious. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Then the king answered unto Daniel and said, Of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Isaiah. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Colossians. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
Gary will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Quote, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. End quote. To grasp the reality and order of being in its science, you must begin by reckoning God as the divine principle of all that really is. Spirit, life, truth, love combine as one and are the scriptural names for God. All substance, intelligence, wisdom, being, immortality, cause and effect belong to God. These are his attributes, the eternal manifestations of the infinite divine principle, love. No wisdom is wise but his wisdom. No truth is true. No love is lovely. No life is life but the divine. No good is but the good God bestows. Divine metaphysics, as revealed to spiritual understanding, shows clearly that all is mind, and that mind is God, omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience, that is, all power, all presence, all science. Hence, all is in reality the manifestation of mind. Man, governed by immortal mind, is always beautiful and grand. Each succeeding year unfolds wisdom, beauty, and holiness. Mind is the source of all movement, and there is no inertia to retard or check its perpetual and harmonious action. Mind is the same life, love, and wisdom yesterday and today and forever. Matter and its effects, sin, sickness, and death, are states of mortal mind which act, react, and then come to a stop. They are not facts of mind. They are not ideas, but illusions. Principle is absolute. It admits of no error, but rests upon understanding. Mind is not necessarily dependent upon educational processes. It possesses of itself all beauty and poetry and the power of expressing them. Spirit, God, is heard when the senses are silent. We are all capable of more than we do. The influence or action of soul confers a freedom, which explains the phenomena of improvisation and the fervor of untutored lips. The ancient prophets gained their foresight from a spiritual, incorporeal standpoint, not by foreshadowing evil and mistaking fact for fiction, predicting the future from a groundwork of corporeality and human belief. When sufficiently advanced in science to be in harmony with the truth of being, men become seers and prophets involuntarily, controlled not by demons, spirits, or demigods, but by the one Spirit. It is the prerogative of the ever-present divine mind and of thought which is in rapport with this mind to know the past, the present, and the future. Acquaintance with the science of being enables us to commune more largely with the divine mind, to foresee and foretell events which concern the universal welfare, to be divinely inspired, yea, to reach the range of fetterless mind. To understand that mind is infinite, not bounded by corporeality, not dependent upon the ear and eye for sound or sight, nor upon muscles and bones for locomotion, is a step towards the mind science by which we discern man's nature and existence. All we correctly know of spirit comes from God, divine principle, and is learned through Christ and Christian Science. If this science has been thoroughly learned and properly digested, we can know the truth more accurately than the astronomer can read the stars or calculate an eclipse. This mind reading is the opposite of clairvoyance. It is the illumination of the spiritual understanding which demonstrates the capacity of soul, not of material sense. This soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. such intuitions reveal whatever constitutes and perpetuates harmony, enabling one to do good, but not evil. It is recorded that Jesus, as he once journeyed with his students, knew their thoughts, read them scientifically. In like manner, he discerned disease and healed the sick. The prophet of today beholds in the mental horizon the signs of these times, the reappearance of the Christianity which heals the sick and destroys error. And no other sign shall be given. Body cannot be saved except through mind. Disease has no intelligence. Unwittingly, you sentence yourself to suffer. The understanding of this will enable you to commute this self-sentence and meet every circumstance with truth. Disease is less than mind, and mind can control it. Without the so-called human mind, there can be no inflammatory nor torpid action of the system. Remove the error, and you destroy its effects. Disease is not an intelligence to dispute the empire of mind, or to dethrone mind and take the government into its own hands. Sickness is not a God-given nor a self-constituted material power, which copes astutely with mind and finally conquers it. God never endowed matter with power to disable life or to chill harmony with a long and cold night of discord. Such a power, without the divine permission, is inconceivable. And if such a power could be divinely directed, it would manifest less wisdom than we usually find displayed in human governments. The real jurisdiction of the world is in mind, controlling every effect and recognizing all causation as vested in divine mind. Being is holiness, harmony, immortality. It is already proved that a knowledge of this, even in small degree, will uplift the physical and moral standard of mortals, will increase longevity, will purify and elevate character. Thus, progress will finally destroy all error and bring immortality to light. We know that a statement proved to be good must be correct. New thoughts are constantly obtaining the floor. These two contradictory theories, that matter is something, or that all is mind, will dispute the ground until one is acknowledged to be the victor. Discussing his campaign, General Grant said, "I propose to fight it out on this line if it takes all summer." Science says, "All is mind and mind's idea. You must fight it out on this line. Matter can afford you no aid." God is mind, and God is infinite. Hence, all is mind. On this statement rests the science of being, and the principle of this science is divine, demonstrating harmony and immortality.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's sing hymn number 30. The words of this hymn were written by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, neath which our spirits blend. Like brother birds that soar and sing, and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 30.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 274. Partners of a glorious hope, lift your hearts and voices up. Nobly let us bear the strife, keep the holiness of life. Hymn number 274.
Thank you. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and from correlative passages, 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal era. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we shall know that when we shall appear, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind. Live in peace and the love of God, and the love and peace of God shall be with you. Amen.